2000 series cars to service. I'm Sarah Jacobs.
A D.C. police officer charged in a crash that killed two people. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Police say a driver reached stunning speeds on an area road. I'm John Aaron.
Still without a health officer, Maryland County looks at changing the job description.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's wonderful to be back in the Republic of Korea.
President Biden arrived in South Korea today on his first trip to Asia since he took office. He's meeting with leaders of two countries for talks on trade, global supply chain, and growing concerns about North Korea's nuclear program. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president.
The president's first stop here in Asia was a Samsung semiconductor plant, similar to a facility the company is building in Texas. The goal? To reduce the allies' dependence on China for microchips.
This is the moment, in my view, to invest in one another, to deepen our business ties, to bring our people even closer together.
Mr. Biden also hopes to grow more regional support for a new economic framework that would replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That free trade deal died when then-President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it in 2017. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Seoul.
CBS News has learned two Secret Service employees were sent home from Seoul today. They'll be placed on administrative leave after they reportedly went out to bars while they were off duty and got into a drunken argument with a cab driver. A deadly shooting in downtown Chicago. Reporter Bernie Tafoya with our affiliate WBBM.
It started with a fight near State Street and Chicago Avenue near the McDonald's about 10:40 last night. Police say someone involved started shooting, and when the dust settled, two people were dead, eight people were wounded. The wounded were taken to hospitals in serious to critical condition.
Police say one person is in custody and they've recovered a weapon. It'll be hotter than July in parts of the Northeast this weekend. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is going to be an extremely warm air mass which does not lose heat during the nighttime hours. And the heat index during the daytime is expected to be up around 100 degrees.
A major snowstorm is in the forecast for Colorado and northern Wyoming. Twitter says it will be tagging posts that contain misleading information about the war in Ukraine. CBS News tech reporter Dan Patterson.
In war and conflict, information is incredibly important, and accurate information is valuable. It matters.
The summer job market will be booming for teenagers with a knack with kids. After 2 years of working from home, more parents are headed back to work and competing for babysitters. One mom tells the Wall Street Journal she's paying her 19-year-old sitter $30 an hour, up from $12 just a few years ago. A 15-year-old in Crested Butte, Colorado, says she makes up to $35 an hour. S&P futures up 38. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
9:03 Friday morning, May the 20th. It is going to be a hot one today. Partly sunny and humid with highs in the low 90s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, the CDC is saying that kids age 5 to 11 are now eligible for coronavirus booster shots, which is welcome news for many parents. Because with just a few weeks left in the school year, COVID cases among students in this area are spiking, even more so than earlier this year. We get more now in our weekly focus on education across this area.
Montgomery County reported more than 3,000 cases in schools over the past 10 days. D.C. says at the end of last month, its school system had 451 cases in a week, the highest since the end of the winter surge. In Fairfax County,
there's evidence of some pretty significant transmission.
Dr. Ben Schwartz with the county's health department says nearly 4,000 students have tested positive this month. That's higher than the 3,000 cases in January during the Omicron wave. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Now in the U.S., fewer than 1% of kids are hospitalized from COVID. To read more about COVID in schools, head to WTOP.com and check out the School Zone. It's our new weekly feature on education in the D.C. region.
There's an increase in COVID cases in adults, too. And the number of adults who've had to be hospitalized in our region after becoming infected is slowly increasing as well. But thankfully, deaths remain low. Most counties and cities in the region are reporting medium transmission of the virus. The CDC recommends people in those areas who are in high-risk groups consider wearing masks. Montgomery and Prince George's counties are recommending that people mask up in indoor public spaces already. Over the last 2 weeks, COVID cases are up more than 100% in D.C. and Maryland. They're up 63% in Virginia.
Well, Metro says it's on track to get more of its trains rolling by late summer.
Metro submitted a plan for safely returning a limited number of 7,000 series cars to service, and the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission promptly approved it. After a derailment in October, the commission ordered Metro to pull the agency's newest cars from service. A federal investigation found the wheel sets on the cars were shifting apart on their axles, making them prone to derailment. The return to service plan involves new inspection tools and procedures. More than half of Metro Rail cars are 7,000 series, but a Metro spokesman says they have not determined how many cars will initially return to service. Sarah Jacobs, WTOP News.
A D.C. police officer is charged with manslaughter in a crash in 2021 that killed a couple in their 20s.
Coming up on a year since the crash in Anne Arundel County on Route 4, Leah Mae Foster and Nicholas Harris died in the crash. At the time, police said the SUV she was driving failed to yield while making a left turn. But now, after a crash reconstruction review, the driver of the Dodge Charger that hit the SUV has been charged with two counts of manslaughter and negligent driving. Austin Kirk Smith is a D.C. police officer. The department tells WTOP he's on administrative leave. Smith is due in court June 10th. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
That young couple had just started dating after knowing each other most of their lives.
Well, blink and you'll miss this guy. A local driver's been stopped for going more than 130 miles an hour.
133 miles an hour, to be exact, in a 45-mile-an-hour zone, according to Leesburg police. They say that in the late afternoon on Wednesday of last week, an officer clocked a blue 2007 Corvette at the breakneck speed on Route 7 near Battlefield Parkway. The officer was somehow able to catch up and pull the car over. 21-year-old Luke Jones of Leesburg was cited for reckless driving. A Leesburg police spokesman says to his knowledge, this is the fastest speed that one of their officers has caught a driver going. John Aaron, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, some tough testimony yesterday during the Johnny Depp Amber Heard libel trial. It's 9:07.
Did you know that renovating your kitchen and bathroom is one of the best ways to increase the value of your home? I'm Mike Holmes, here with Ivan from AGM Renovations, America's number one kitchen and bathroom renovators.
Thanks, Mike. We make kitchen and bathroom renovations easy for everyone. We quote and design each project and help customers select all finishes without having to leave their home.
Wow, AGM are the only kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists I recommend.
AGMRenovations.com. Call now and get $3,000 off.
Ah, the sweet sound of springtime. Birds chirp.